This is Thomas B. Warren with the presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour. For the past several days, we've been discussing with you a series of lessons which have been entitled Conduct Worthy of the Gospel. Or it might well have been entitled Those Principles of the Gospel Which Should Be Reflected in the Life of Every Person. This is simply to say that as we live here on this earth, other people should be able to watch us, to listen to what we say, to see what we do, and actually see the principles of the gospel laid out before other men by the way we live. Just as a wife may win her husband by the manner of life that she lives. And Christians at Corinth were referred to as epistles known and read of all men. And so you see there's a very real sense in which a human life is read as an epistle is read, as a letter is read by other people. Already we have covered these principles of the gospel which should be reflected in human life. Our spiritual relations to God are of paramount importance. The gospel is a message of grace, and so our lives should manifest joy and thanksgiving. The gospel reveals God's hatred of sin and its terrible consequences, and the gospel reveals an open way of access to God, so childlike reliance on God and communion with Him should be characteristic of us all. And then the one that we got on just at the end of our program last time, it did not quite finish. The gospel is needed by and is intended for the whole world, and so men should be zealous in the spreading of the gospel. As Jesus said in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Not just go preach some religious message, but go preach the gospel. There is one very definite body of doctrine which Jesus wants preached and which He demands to be preached, and which if we preach anything else, we rest under His curse. And that is simply that we must preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Now this passage makes clear that the person who shall be saved is the one who not only believes but is baptized. Baptism is just as essential to salvation as is believing. The believer cannot be saved until he has sufficient faith in and love for the Lord as to lead him to repent of his sins and to be baptized for the remission of those sins by the blood of Christ. Further, we find in the Great Commission stated in Matthew 28, beginning with verse 18, Jesus said, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And so, taking these two passages together, along with Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 45, where the Lord said, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer, and should rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem, we find that we have the obligation of making known the gospel of Christ to everyone. We must not be deterred by the idea that men may not be pleased by it, that men may not like it, that we may even lose the friendship or the love of our families and friends, but we have the responsibility of doing it. We must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Then there is a sixth principle of the gospel which should be reflected in the life of each one of us, and that is that the gospel demands loving concern for the poor. And so we must be benevolent, that is, liberal in our giving, to give so that the poor, the deserving poor, may be fed. Now this does not mean that we should feed those or clothe those who simply through laziness will not work, and therefore have not this world's goods. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 5 to 16 makes clear that if a man will not work, neither let him eat. However, on the other hand, we are to work and to make money and to be liberal with it so that the poor may be fed. This will reflect the gospel of Jesus Christ. But our time is gone for today, and in closing, let me thank you for listening and ask you to join us again next time for our broadcast of 5 Gospel Minutes. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral and regular part of the International Gospel Hour.